Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, Girls on the Run here in Juno reach a new milestone this Saturday when they take part in a 5K run. But it's not all about the finish line. That's not why these young women have been preparing for this big event. And joining me now, we have Natalie Watson. She is manager of the run, and she's also with Aware. And we also have Maya Breedlove, who is a longtime Girl on the Run. And I believe that we have a mother and daughter combination here. So perhaps maybe we could begin with you, Natalie, to just tell us about kind of the history of the run and why it's so important.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Thank you. So the run is just the culminating event of the program, and the program has been going on in Alaska since 2007, where originally brought it here as a violence prevention program, which is very unique. As you probably know, it's a nationwide program, but only in Alaska is it being used specifically this way. So it's all about building up girls' strength, their inner strength and their outer strength. And the 5K is kind of this challenge they work towards during the season. And it gives them this real sense of accomplishment when they finish it, because it is quite a challenge for a child to do a 5K. And the idea is that they get cheered on by their coaches, their families, and their community.
You know, it's so good to hear about this. I guess with all the news that's going on in the world, people who are doing things that we sure wish in all of our hearts would never happen. But it's like we need this jolt of inspiration. So I want to go to Maya, who is described as a longtime Girl on the Run. So Maya, you've done this race before. How many times?
Yeah. Let's see. I've been in here in the Girls on the Run since I was in first grade, and now I'm in seventh grade. So that's like 5 full years, which is like eight 5Ks.
and technically Maya was not supposed to be there when she was in first grade, because her mom was a coach. She got to kind of hang on a little bit.
Yeah.
Nor it's the third to eighth grade girls.
So Maya, tell me how this works. I mean, what's involved before you get to this 5K run?
Well, we practice 2 times every week. And it's not all about running. I mean, we talk, we communicate with each other. We do stretches. We just kind of sit around and have snacks. And then we start practicing and run around and learn more about ourselves and our strengths.
So as you have watched Maya over the years, I guess all the way going back through first grade, what have you seen result from this training?
Many of the girls in it who usually are too shy to speak up or, you know, can't communicate with others well, are now really good at speaking in front of people and can talk about their issues and what's...
So what's the connection between going out and running and being able to speak and maybe just confide in people? And is it the fact that the running builds trust?
Yeah, when you run with each other, you can empower each other to, like, and encourage each other to let's go, you know, like, come on, you can do this. And that empowers girls a lot.
Right. It's not a race. It's yeah, always non-competitive. So the girls are encouraged to think of themselves as a team, and they cheer each other on, empowering each other, just like Maya said.
So when this race takes place this Saturday, where does it begin? I called it a race. Apologies. This run takes place. Because I guess we have that mentality of everything having to be a competition somehow. I apologize for kind of injecting that into that, but because it is kind of a neat concept that people are just running for the team, so to speak. But tell us where it begins. Do you want spectators to cheer you on?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it's this Saturday, and it's at Sandy Beach at 10 a.m.
Anachya Andagan Yesayek, where the sun rays touch first, Spirit Helper. It's the Tlingit name for Sandy Beach.
Yeah, I think we should bring back the Tlingit name for Sandy Beach.
Would you say that one more time? That you say that so beautifully.
Thank you. Anachya Andagan Yesayek.
And to me, that's a beautiful way to describe a place, isn't it, where the sun touches first.
Yeah, the Tlingits are very descriptive.
They are. They have a very poetic language, so full of metaphor. They give you a new appreciation for this place that we call Juneau and Douglas. So what happens? I mean, what are we going to see happen on Saturday?
The families should arrive about 10 a.m. and there's going to be activities like face painting and spraying their hair in bright colors and other various activities to kind of burn some nervous energy and, of course, some good snacks. And then around 10:30, we'll start warming up and then head out. And the community is invited to come. You can run with us. You can just cheer the girls. There's definitely a need for like pointing the right way at a couple points along the trail. And it's just like the more the merrier, you know, the more community members show up to cheer the girls, the better they're going to feel inside.
So when you try to bring these girls together for this sort of training program that's both physical and it sounds like emotional and spiritual as well, what is the makeup of this group? Do they come from various cultures?
For sure. They're as diverse as Juneau is. So mostly the teams are at various schools. So this season we have a team at Glacier Valley. We have a team at Montessori that includes some Harborview and homeschool girls. And then we have a Heart and Soul team, the middle school program at Santikihini. So every season it's a little bit different. It all depends on if the school has room for us and how many volunteer coaches we get. So thinking ahead to the fall, we're going to need more volunteer coaches to have more teams. There's so many girls in Juneau that would want to participate if we could only have a team at their school.
So once again, can you recap what we need to know and how we can support this effort?
Yeah, just come show up at Sandy Beach 10 a.m. this Saturday and ready to have fun and cheer and run if you like.
All righty. Well, it sounds exciting, and I want to thank you, Natalie Watson, who is manager of this run. Boy, that's a big job. lots of girls to kind of shepherd along, I'm sure. Lots of energy to deal with.
For sure. And I just want to mention, I just went to Haines and saw their 5K, which was fabulous. We also have teams this spring in Ketchikan, Homer, Cake, and Valdez. So we're across the state, we also want to thank our local sponsor, Valley Medical Care, and, of course, the City and Borough of Juneau. And if anybody has questions, you can visit our website. It's gotrgreateralaska.org, or you can contact my office at 586-4902.
All right. And also want to thank Maya Breedlove for joining us. She's a longtime girl on the run. And I love that. Girls on the run. Wish that would have been around when I was growing up. Thank you, both of you, for taking time out to tell us about this amazing event.
Thank you.